order an extra shot in your favorite coffee, because this week's Discovery goes on a wild adventure with a coffeehouse sleuth. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer-Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. In the first three books in author Caroline Fardig's Java Jive series, Nashville coffeehouse manager Juliet Langley investigated one mystery after another in a completely unofficial capacity. But now, for the fourth installment, Brew or Die, she makes her sleuthing official, but that doesn't make it any less deadly. The story catches up with Juliet as she takes a second job as a private investigator, much to the dismay of her best friend and boss, Pete Bennett. Juliet assures him that it'll mostly involve tailing cheating spouses, but then she's hired to investigate some shady business dealings at a nearby factory. And as if that weren't enough to keep her busy, Pete decides to take on some amateur sleuthing too, when their barista's fiancé dies a suspicious death. And suddenly, Juliet and Pete are both in over their heads. Now, with each new book in the Java Jive series, the author piles on a little more mystery, a little more danger, and a little more romantic tension. There's definitely a lot going on here, enough to feel overstuffed at times. And perhaps the most baffling mystery here is how Juliet juggles everything, though I would assume that there's espresso involved. Despite the extra caffeine, though, Juliet's fiery personality has cooled down a bit, due apparently to her relationship with laid-back cop John Stafford. At times, readers may miss the fire as much as her friends do, but the story is messy enough to make up for it. Still, in the midst of the mess, the shootings and kidnappings and black tie events, some of the best aspects of the series get lost, and some aspects of Juliet's cases seem out of character and simply too convenient. But in the end, the chaos and the quirky characters also add to the excitement. But is it worth filling up on mystery with this caffeinated sleuth? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Brew or Die may not be the kind of relaxing read that will help you unwind after a long day of work, but it's still a fun-filled, cozy mystery. It's perfectly paired with an extra-large coffee at your favorite coffee shop. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Brew or Die by Caroline Fardig is 283 quick and chaotic pages long and is available from Alibi. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.